to do with Hill. Doug Cater talked to him last night, and he was a gentlemanly, effusive self, but gave no committal. I've been talking to him on two or three health bills. I thought I might just call him and see what he tells me.
I might just call him and ask him what he thinks about Wilbur Coyne for this number two spot.
All right.
Wouldn't that be a good excuse?
You bet. You bet. And ask him how he thinks the regional complex is going to do in the House. Has he heard anything? The Senate's finished its hearings, and the House has not started hearings yet.
Is that the Little Mayos in various states?
Heart cancer stroke, yes, sir.
All right. You don't need to do that. And check, don't do anything up there unless you check through Larry.
That's right.
I'd sure get to the 10 men on the committee. Let me give them to you.
All right.
Ones we expect to lose, the Hill, Yarbin, Randolph, Dominic, Prouty, and Javits.
All right.
Then they got Bobby Kennedy.
All right.
And I don't, we got our people then, Clark and Bobby Kennedy, and who else is there? McNamara.
Morse.
There are four, and these are the six.
Okay.
But if we keep Randolph, we're all right.
We'll keep him, he told me.
All right, did he indicate he's mad about anything yesterday?
No.
When you get through with that, I'd sure tell Lee White to tell him that they're really getting us in trouble. We're going to lose our school bills if we keep hitting West Virginia. And that's Standard Oil's evidently in deep over there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.